Wickedness is real. Oppression is real. But more real is our victory. For this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. God has commissioned Bishop David Oyedepo to preach the word of faith, liberating men everywhere from all oppressions of the devil. Get set for an empowerment that will enable you to rule in the midst of your enemies and subdue them under your feet. Now, Bishop David Oyedepo.
Thank you, Lord, for helping us to see the first day in the 27th year of this ministry. We celebrate your name. In Jesus' precious name. Lord, touch every heart in the few minutes we have tonight. Lord, let every heart be open to receive the word of life. And at the end, take all the glory. In Jesus' precious name. Give the Lord a big hand of praise if you are there. Psalm 23, verse 1 to 6. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down on green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He refreshes my soul. And though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. And thou preparest a table for me in the presence of my enemies, and my cup runneth over. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. That passage of scripture is the gateway to a life of fulfillment, an ever-winning life. Every story of distinction is traceable to accurate divine direction. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. So lack and want is dealt with when the Lord is your shepherd. When you are guided by Him, when you are led by Him, as long as they were following Jesus, there was no story of lack with the apostles. Their needs were noiselessly met, stresslessly met. As long as they were following, their needs were met. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down when others are running up and down. He leadeth me beside the still waters when others are passing by the turbulence of the storms. He refreshes my soul when others are panting with thirst. Behind the story or the glory of this great ministry today is the accuracy of divine direction. accuracy. And this is very important. In my place, they say there is one step between life and death. In those days in the church, they used to pray, Lord, there is one step between life and death. Don't let us step into death today. How many understand that prayer? I mean, all the elders here we know. Is it can low Allah ni yatiku ni ojo ni o mashekagbe seku sikuleno? One step, one wrong step. I have said it a million times and about can wreck a whole destiny. Say with me, one wrong step. One wrong step can wreck a whole destiny. One wrong step. There are vehicles in the garage. This one is loading. The other one is yet to load. The one that is loading is heading for accident. It has been marked by the devil. And he has planted one Jonah there that will cause the trouble on the trip. And there, somebody comes saying, where are you going? Where is this vehicle going? So, sir, he just enters. There is no check. And away is gone. Just one step. There's the story of one of us that was going to board a vehicle, and after he has paid, they gave him his money back. We are not taking you. God was walking him out of the place. So he boarded the next one. They gave him his money back. He was very upset. Why? And a few kilometers on the express, it has crashed and everybody died. Just one step, he escaped. The same God who has been leading me these many years, by the clarity of his voice, he will not allow you to take a step of wreckage. In the magazine of the 25th anniversary, the story behind the glory, there was a whole section there that talks about God still speaks today. Whatever he was yesterday, that he is today, and that he will be forever. Our God is a speaking God. He leads us by speaking into our lives the steps to take. I know my sheep, Jesus said, and they know my voice. Tonight, I'd like you to believe God for the opening of your spiritual ears so you can pick the voice of God accurately. Can I hear your loudest amen? One of my relations called me up this morning. He said, he just called to say hello. I said, okay, what are you doing now? Because we've been having some discussions before. He's a graduate of 24 years. How many years? He has been following one voice or the other. He's been a powerful Christian. He's been following one voice or another till date, that he has no means of livelihood whatsoever now. I've spoken to him about how many times, I can't tell. One time we were home in December period. He almost fought me in the night in trying to help him out of the voice of the stranger that is tormenting his life. It's not enough to know you are going into business. You must know what kind of business you are being asked to go into. The Lord is my shepherd. I'm responsible for leading you if you are interested in being led by me. That's what God means. I am the Lord that leadeth thee in the way that thou shouldest go. I am the Lord that teacheth thee to profit. Isaiah 48 and verse 17 to 22. And they tasted not when he led them. He clave the rock and the waters gushed out. When God is leading, no matter how hard the thing may appear, God will always have his way. The Yorubas will say, Asorose bi ontolon o lowosi. As difficult as what God has no hand in. And that is very scriptural. He said, who is he that says and it comes to pass when the Lord has not commanded it? Lamentation chapter 3 and verse 37. And they tasted not when he led them. When God is leading, it is always evident. I am the Lord that leadeth thee in the way that thou shouldest go. I am the Lord that teacheth thee to profit. And he went on and said, verse 18, oh, that thou hast hearkened to my commandment, then thy peace will have been as a river, and thy righteousness as the waves, of the sea. Thy seed also had been as the sand, and thy offspring, the offspring of thy bowels, as the gravel thereof. His name should not have been cut off, nor destroyed from before me. And he went on in verse 21. Now he said in verse 20, go ye forth out of Babylon. Flee ye from the Chaldeans. Don't operate the way they operate here. Don't operate like Nigerians. Don't operate like Africans. Understand you are a peculiar people. Allow me to lead you, and you see the difference. And he said in verse 21, and they tasted not when he led them through the desert. He caused the waters to flow out of the rock for them. He cleaved the rock also, and the waters gushed out. Something amazing will begin to gush out for you from henceforth. That is when you are led by him. He said, don't operate like the Babylonians. Don't function like the Chaldeans. You are a covenant child. Allow me to lead you. He said, remember, they tasted not when I led them through the desert. He caused the waters to flow. He cleaved the rocks also, and the waters gushed out. That is God's intention for us. And the story of this ministry is heavily rooted in the accuracy of divine leadings. If all I had was what I had the first day, we'd be lost. But God keeps speaking until you arrive at your promised land. And he does not only speak to leaders, he speaks also to correct us in case we mishear him or we misunderstand what he says. He speaks to put us right. After that great visitation from heaven, I felt an emptiness in me, and I looked at scriptures and felt that Apostle Paul made this unusual impact because he separated himself to Arabia for 3 years. So I concluded, God will have me trained so I can have appreciable impact in ministry. And I said to myself, I can only train from where it's happening. So it must be America, because that's where the word of faith was coming out like a wave. And it went so fine. Everything was cute. Preparation was on. And I went to God one night to thank him for the amazing favors that is coming. All kinds of favors. And as I began to pray on that mountain in the night, the Lord said to me, my son David, the things, the power you are seeking does not come from abroad, but from above. You are going to know America. Thank God I had him. We will have lost this ministry today. God is no respecter of persons. You miss it, you will get somebody else to be doing what you should be doing. He said, hold that fast with thou hast, lest another man take thy crown. If I had gone ahead and said, oh, because everybody has heard I was going to America, I must go, I would have been gone. You never have met me in your life. Maybe I would have been driving tipper in America. One wrong step, just like one wrong vehicle can terminate a whole destiny, one wrong step can wreck a whole destiny. So, Lord, where are you asking us to go? Again, I goofed. I thought it was just. And I even thought I heard from God. And so we began walking towards Jos. You can't believe that for a whole year we couldn't find a house to rent, not to borrow, to rent. We had deployed some coppers to Jos and said, okay, they should go ahead. Their main function is, look, make sure you get a house, and as soon as you get one, let us know, we pay the money. They couldn't get. Everybody we knew in Jos was involved. Anyway, I say we must get. There must be a house there. So, the day of the official commissioning came, we had already gotten our post office box, gotten everything. And so, on the day of commissioning, we had a program printed, and we wrote the just address behind it. Everything was set. My mentor came and prayed as we go to Jos. So I went to God in the night to thank him for how wonderful the day has been and the grace that he has imparted. And he said, my son, it was not me you heard that you were going to Jos. You heard yourself. He said, remember in 1974 when you were playing table tennis along Gentle area of Jos, you desired in your heart that if you had a choice as to where to live in future, that Jos would be that choice. Say, that was what you had, not me. Huh? We've just had a powerful service. Everybody had just finished praying. They have commanded the gates of Jos to lift up their head. It was not me you heard. You heard yourself. I said, now Lord, what do you want me to do? He said, start here. Ah! Then everybody will know I didn't go anywhere. The Lord is my shepherd. When you are rearing sheep, they don't always go on a track. There are times they just keep going somewhere else. And the shepherd goes here, sheep, sheep. And if he doesn't hear, that's all. He can walk into the midst of wolves and they will devour him. A sheep has no power to locate his direction. It is the shepherd that does. He brought me out of the miry clay. He set my feet on the rock to stay. He put a song in my mouth to sing, and now I can shout hallelujah. He has to panebit you, correct you, harass you to put you right. That's my story. So we got started. Everybody thought this boy is confused. But I knew I was following the shepherd. I knew in my heart I wasn't deceiving myself. I was not ashamed to say I was wrong. And one day my wife and I were praying because I was feeling a push towards Kaduna. The things we were doing, God was opening up. And I said, Lord, what are you saying? So in the morning at 5 o'clock, we were praying. And in the midst of the prayer, he said, stand up. I stood up. And the word of God opened to me, and God spoke very loud and clear. Arise, get down to Damascus, to the city of persecution, and there I will tell you the thing that you have to do. Get out from here. So we move into Kaduna, and the cloud descended from heaven. See, we've made the cloud descend. The cloud that descended that time is still there now. Last Sunday, Kaduna Church was 28,000 people. The cloud is still there now. The cloud descended following the commandment of the shepherd. Oh, that my people had hearkened to my commandment. Then had their peace been as a river, and their righteousness as the waves of the sea. Why are we so often corrected? Because there are two voices in the atmosphere. The voice of the shepherd and the voice of the stranger. And the stranger is your adversary. He wants to wreck your life. He wants to wreck my life. You can depend on the shepherd any day, any time. Just keep an open heart. Understand that you are not beyond error. Understand that there is no expert in charting the course for tomorrow. Just like the cow cannot determine the direction to Lagos, you cannot determine the direction to your destination. It takes the shepherd to do that. There are too many trailers on the way. They can crush you. It takes the shepherd to guide you as you go. I was like a stubborn goat coming to Canaan land. I said, it is not possible. This can't be the place. No way. Let's turn back. And the shepherd kept beating me. Go ahead. Go forward. Go. Go. Stubborn goat. And when we got there, I told the people, let's give thanks to God. At least for the effort of the people who came to this bush who have no brain. And as we stood to give thanks, he said, this is the place. And in spite of all my conviction, I can't be the place. Because my heart is open. He got me corrected. If we never got to Canaan land, we will never fulfill God's mandate for this ministry. This is the place. You can't beat it.
one of my most revered mentors, he prayed this prayer when he came to Canaan land on the 14th of September 1999, before we did the opening, Dr. T.L. Osborne. We met here together. But because it was recorded, we transcribed it. He said, "As you called Moses and told them to build a tabernacle in the midst of my people so that I can be among them, you called this man and you put in his heart the vision, and he has allowed you to stretch him and stretch his arms, his heart, and his spirit to reach out in wings of faith to lift before you a tabernacle where you can dwell in the heart of your people." It is the significance, this tabernacle is the significance of the Trinity of the Father and Jesus, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. The power and the anointing of God coming to earth, exemplified in these three great wings that stretch out like huge eagle's wing to bear up the work of God. Thank you that we have lived to see that in Africa, to see that Africa is rising to reach out and to minister, to save and to heal the hurting world. Thank you, Lord, that Africa is being prepared to take China. Thank you that Africa is being prepared to take Russia. And your servant will live to see it happening, because it's already happening. Let your anointing, let your power, let your blessing pour upon this place like rivers of living water. And it shall flow to all corners of Africa and to all corners of the world. Is it not happening now? He said, we cannot sanctify what we already sanctified. We cannot bless what's already blessed. So we lift up our voice and say thank you for the blessings of God the Father, the blessings of God the Son, and the God the Holy Ghost. It shall signal to the hurting world, that here I can come when I am blind and I can walk away sane. Here I can bring my disappointment and I can go away with a new future. Here I can bring my disgrace and my shame and I can go away with dignity. Here I can come with no future, with no idea, with no value, with no worth, and I can go away with a new focus and see that I have a part in the kingdom of God. Here I can come and find out I'm a sinner and walk away as a child of God with nobility and blessings. Here we can bring the needy. Oh God, out of here goes a ministry to the hurting world in the name of Jesus. He said, Father, you are here. You are in this institution. It is your power, your anointing, your way. Thank you. I pray this day for every one of the people of God who have brought of their substance and laid it at the feet of Jesus as they brought it to Moses in the wilderness. As they have brought it, may their lives be blessed. May they be enriched. May they prosper when others don't prosper. May they grow when others don't grow. May they be built, be healthy when others are dying in sickness. May they be happy when others are groaning. May they be strong and courageous when others are fearful and trembling. In the name of Jesus Christ. Those who are his words on his knees here, that from here the power of the gospel shall flow to every part of Africa. Is it flowing or not? He shall flow to all parts of the world. Is it flowing or not? Last night we had people here from Austria. We had people here from America for this service. The ones that we know that came to the office. May you hear well. The business you get into and it crash, you didn't hear God. You didn't hear God. You just hear newspapers and magazines. That's what you hear. Somebody has asked me, how do you get things done so cheaply in this ministry? I said, we do nothing except it is commanded. When you operate as commanded, you remain in command supernaturally because of the backing of the commander. That's what it takes.
Would you let him lead you?
Tomorrow night I will open to you three seals that has made this ministry, which will apply to your individual lives and families and businesses and careers. I heard God for the first time in my life. I heard his voice for the first time in my life, audibly, clearly, directly, 31 years ago. Yet, I've been corrected only God knows how many times. The distinction of this ministry today is a direct product of accurate sensitivity to divine direction. Accuracy in picking divine signals. Hearing God well. Interpreting it accurately and following accordingly. Now we are about taking the communion. One of the secrets behind the ministry of Jesus was the accuracy of hearing. I can do nothing of my own, but as I hear. John chapter 5 verse 30. As I hear. So as you take this communion, I command that your hearing will come accurate like the hearing of Jesus. That as ordinary as traveling is, you will get clearance before you take out. My friend, Bishop Walioke and myself were on a trip many years ago. And then, as we set out from the house, I heard the voice of the Lord say to me in very clear terms, "Get back. Go back." Because it was my car we were using. What if he thinks that it's because of my car? That's why I say we should go back. So we went forward a little, and I heard again, "Get back." And I said, "Lord, what is it now?" So, you know, organize a support for us as we go. We move forward again. He said, "Gabba!" I just applied the brake. I didn't talk to him at all. The last voice was too clear. I just smashed on the brake. He said, "What's happening?" I said, "We're going back." He said, "God has told me we needed to go back." The two of us will have perished for nothing. Because God is no respecter of persons. Those who have perished are stronger than you and smarter than you. It don't matter. But to be able to hear from heaven is a great asset. Say with me, a great asset. Say with me, a great asset. There is no rationalization that will make God change his command. You either pick it well or you pay for it. You either pick it well or you pay for it. We were going to our old site in Kaduna. A number of us are here who know the site. We had worked there before. Pastor Nubusi, you are here. And when we were to be pushed out of where we were living, I mean, where the church was, the natural tendency is to go to where we have been working. And here was God saying to me, "If this church ever moves to that site, that would be the end of this ministry." Not this church. The ministry will end there. One wrong step can wreck a whole destiny. As I heard that from God, I said they should go and remove the fence. It was iron fence we did with iron net. So we cut off the iron. Then all the shooting iron rods from the pillars. We had planted 108 pillars. Every resources that we had in ministry was invested there. We invested energy and sweat. But God said, should this church ever move to that place, that will be the end of this ministry. We have in that place, I'm told,
about 80 to 100 acres of land. So when my son there called me one time, he said, what do we do about that site? I said, don't mention it in my ear in the name of Jesus Christ. Don't mention that one in my ear forever. Except God appears in person and say, my son, okay, I've changed the plan. You can now use the place. I've never stepped there since God told me. 1989. Between that property and this ministry, which one would you choose? The ministry. That is your mission. You'll never be fulfilled outside working in the center of God's plan. Help me say to your neighbor, God still speaks today. So as you partake of the blood and of the flesh of Jesus, may you partake of his nature that will cause you to hear accurately. If that is you, let me hear your amen. I will tell you plenty of stories tomorrow night. But I tell you this last one before you go. When we got to Garden of Faith in Kaduna, the cheapest way to build was to build a rectangular stuff and just go up. So we planted the stanchions. We had to build that rectangular thing to make it quick. But money was not coming. They were not happening at the rate that things used to happen with us. And I said, Lord, what's going on? You want to hear what God said? He said, that's not my plan. So you are as free as to have a specific plan? He said, that's not my plan. I said, then what's your plan? He said, put this structure on a letter D, representing the dominion of Christ in the north. We are having problem paying for this one that is straight. You say we should go to another one that is complex. And then, but because I will always obey God no matter what anybody think. So I told them, begin to bring down those things. God said it's not his plan. As soon as we stepped into his plan, resources started coming from everywhere. God is a humorous God. Don't you believe that? The Garden of Faith in Kaduna today is the largest gospel facility anywhere in the Upper Niger. Anywhere. Anywhere. He built it decoratively. He did it like he said. I passed the figure to the architect. That's what to draw on. God bless you. You won't miss your step. Let me confess before everyone here, I have never suffered any pressure in the last 26 years. That is plain truth, not religious faith talk. No one has ever come to me and said, don't worry, it will work. Not once. You can't see worry near me. I live far from worry. There is no worry around me. He said their peace would have been like a river if they had hearkened to my commandment. That is the blessedness of divine direction. He's a good God. Rise to your feet. Give Jesus a big hand of praise. Amen. In 26 years, nothing has dropped. Revelation on the increase. Supernatural manifestations on the increase. Supernatural supplies on the increase. When God is leading, nothing decreases. you will never suffer any more setback in your life. After 24 years of leaving the university, my brother is still not being able to feed himself. There is no source of livelihood because of the plague of misdirection. The plague, no matter how goodly a sheep is, if it does not follow the shepherd, it will be lost. The shepherd is the only guarantee security of the sheep. There is no good sheep that can run into a wolf and expect to escape. The shepherd is the only one who can guide you away from the wolves. I just finished writing my stuff on self-inflicted poverty when he called me. It's so mysterious. Part of what I'll be sharing with you on Sunday. Self-inflicted what? I finished writing that in my note when he called me. It was about 15 minutes after that he called me. He has not called me for about 4 months now. And as he called me, I could interpret what I was writing more accurately. You shall not become a scapegoat. Lift up those two hands. Jesus, open my ears. And open my understanding to interpret accurately whatever you are saying. I must not board a wrong vehicle. I must not invest in a wrong business. Open my ears, Jesus. In the precious name of Jesus Christ. Lord God of heaven, I pray tonight that every spiritual deafness be healed. That every spiritual dullness be healed. I pray tonight that no one will leave here the same way they came. Let this day mark the beginning of clear hearing and clear interpretations. Let no one take a step into the mouth of death. Take all the glory. In Jesus' precious name. Please get seated. And now, this is a most wonderful time for us to get a kick start into the ministry's new year. And it will be new for you in all areas. You walk in strange orders of triumph in the name of Jesus Christ. Lift up those two hands. Go in peace. Experience is covering as you go. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' precious name. Let us together share the goodness of the Lord in fellowship. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the presence of the Lord forever. Amen. Peace. Hallelujah. Congratulate your neighbor next to you. Happy anniversary.
Bishop David Oyedepo has just placed in your hands the key to all-round victory, exploits, success, and unquestionable dominion over all life's challenges. The end has come to all your struggles in Jesus' name. Please share your testimony with us. Write Bishop David Oyedepo, 216-88, Ikeja, Lagos, Nigeria. Or call 817-9670, 817-9671, 817-9672, 817-9673, and 817-9674. Or send your testimony through the email bishop@winnerskinandland.org. And best of all, come hear the man of God live as you worship with us at Faith Tabernacle, Kinanland, Kilometer 10, Idiroko Road, Ota. On Wednesday, 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. On Sundays, 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. God bless you.